The Fan on Demand. We continue to await word on Jay Happ. If we get it by the top of the hour, when we sign off, we will pass it along to you. The Blue Jays come back from a 4-1 deficit, come back from seeing their teammate lying face down on the pitcher's mound in agony for 11 minutes before being stretchered off the field. And they beat the Tampa Bay Rays. 6-4 is the final score. The Blue Jays have won 3 in a row for the first time this year. They have guaranteed themselves at least a split of this 4-game series. The last time the Blue Jays played a series against the Rays on the road and did not lose it was more than 6 years ago, April of 2007. I'm Mike Wilner. We're going to Blue Jays talk it up. Taking your phone calls at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. We begin with Matt in Bakersfield, California, listening on sportsnet590.ca. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike, for having me on. I'll keep it quick because I know you guys don't have much time tonight. I just want to say it was a nice breath of fresh air tonight seeing the Jays finally put up a 3-game win streak on the season. And unfortunately, you know, at the sacrifice of Jay Happ's face, hopefully he's okay. But I wanted to say that I really think the Jays have turned it around. I think these wins are going to turn the Jays around. And, I mean, the way they've come back and in Tampa Bay, I really think that's going to do it for them. And if I'm wrong, I think it's not the Jays we thought we had because, I mean, if they can't build off of this 3-game win streak the way the emotions are going, that I don't think they're going to all year. But I think they've turned it around.
I think they've turned it around as well. I'm interested to see what happens the rest of this road trip. They've got Matt Moore tomorrow and David Price on Thursday, and those are going to be a couple of very, very tough games. But watching the way they've played these last 3 games, and you know, 24 runs in 3 games after scoring 3 runs in 4 games, timely hitting, comebacks, not making those key mistakes, those sorts of things, picking each other up. Those are all the things that the Blue Jays were not doing over the first 31 games of this season, and they're starting to do it now. So that's really, really good news. Thank you for the call, Matt. Appreciate it. The word from Blue Jays communications officer Mal Romanen is that Jay Happ, as of this moment, is continuing to go through tests. The Blue Jays will update when they get the results of those tests. He is in the hospital in St. Petersburg, not far away from here at all. John in Toronto, you're on the Blue Jays talk.
Yeah, well, first off, all our prayers and our best wishes go out to Jay Happ, and let's hope, you know, nothing too serious that he can't get over and get back in that lineup. But, yeah, I'm really hoping this is a sign that they're turning around because a couple of comeback wins like that, boy, they just look so sharp all of a sudden, you know, after looking so terrible for so long. And that's pretty well all I got to say, brother, so have a good night.
All right, thank you. Yeah, they do. They look sharp. And it's funny now, all the things that people were complaining about for the first month of the season are now positives. They look loose in the dugout. They're having fun as opposed to, you know, they look loose in the dugout and they're losing, so they're too loose. But that's how quickly things can turn around. And you know, it's not like they're not going to lose again and they're not going to go have another losing streak again. But really, the last 3 games they have played like this team is supposed to play. They haven't, with the exception of Brandon Morrow on Sunday, pitched the way this team is supposed to pitch. Mark Burley had that 7-run inning yesterday, and Jay Happ's night was not going well before it started to really not go well. And again, all our thoughts are with Jay, and here's hoping that it's not as bad as it looked. I mean, worry about him getting back on the mound, worry about him rejoining this team at a later date. I think he's in a bigger fight than that right now. To just worry about the potential of a major head injury and things like that. You know, it was as scary a thing as I've ever seen on a baseball diamond. I can't recall any Blue Jay ever getting hit like that before. and maybe someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a scary, scary, scary thing. And you think back to Brandon McCarthy last year with the fractured skull on the comebacker, and Brandon McCarthy walked off the field under his own power. So let's get Jay Happ out of all the woods yet, then we can worry about baseball again for him. But as far as the Blue Jays are concerned, seems odd to talk about with all this new perspective that we should always have all the time anyway. But as far as the Blue Jays are concerned, this is a team playing the way this team is supposed to play. Phone lines are open. We've got a few minutes. 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell. Long distance. 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays come from behind to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-4. The Rays have now lost 14 games in which they've held the lead this season. That leads the major leagues by quite a bit. Come from ahead losses, if you will. And the Blue Jays have closed the gap on the Rays for fourth place in the East to just two games. Ryan is in Markham, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike. Just to echo the first caller, not only winning two games come from behind, but in Tampa against a team that usually does that to us, I think is a really positive sign and maybe the first tangible benefit from having a big turnover in the roster, because not any of these guys know anything about our history with them. So I'm really optimistic about that, and kind of like it's up until now, the way things are going, I felt so sorry actually for Alex, because Jays didn't just go out and sign a bunch of free agents like the Dodgers that anyone can do with money. He said from the beginning he's going to build a farm system, use that when the time came to make moves to improve the team. And he did exactly what he said he would do. No J.P. Riccardi saying this and then asking, saying it's not fair and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did exactly what he said he would do. And so I really hope this all works out because, he's manager with integrity and he stuck to his plan. Just got one quick question or comment about Burley, and I don't know if it's been discussed or not, but this guy's been around for a while and he's always had his family and his dogs with him, and his dogs are just as much part of his family, it seems, as his family. And now, from what I understand, they're not with him. And I'm wondering if that's why he's having a tough time at the beginning of this year so far.
I doubt it very much. I'm not 100% sure that he's always had his family and his dogs with him. Something tells me that there was a while there where his family lived in St. Louis. I'm not sure, again, whether that's true or not.
Well, that's not far from Chicago. That's
that's not with him. It doesn't matter whether you're 100 miles away or whether you're 1,000 miles away. You're not with your family. When the Blue Jays go on the road, I don't care if I'm in Detroit or if I'm in Los Angeles. I'm not with my family. So I don't think that makes a difference at all.
I mean, I know he's a professional athlete and we're supposed to suck it up, but it just seems like, because there was a lot of talk about that before, how...
But that's all that was, Ryan, and I appreciate it. I don't want to get into this conjecture-y stuff that nobody knows anything about. None of the talk was coming from Mark Burley, and that's what you have to remember. When there's a lot of talk about things, and it's fans who are doing the talking about what a player is thinking, that stuff has zero impact, zero weight. None of that matters. David is in Toronto. David, you're going to be the last one on a brief Blue Jays talk. Welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you. I'm a first-time caller but long-time listener.
Appreciate it.
Okay, my question is very simple. It's, in the past, has there been any talk about having pitchers wearing helmets? Because I know batters will have a helmet for safety. I'm just so surprised that over the so many years they haven't.
They, you know what the thing is that they haven't developed a helmet yet that will be comfortable enough for a pitcher. And pitchers are so much about mechanics and all that stuff that, it seems like if they're an eighth of an inch off, or if there's an extra half ounce of weight on them or stuff like that, it will completely screw them up. So I think that they're trying to find some sort of protective something that will still be comfortable enough for a pitcher. I know they're talking about metal liners on caps. I know there's this hard foam rubber thing that kind of fits over the brim of a cap and around the sides to protect above the ears. But no matter what you do, there are still going to be unprotected areas and very, very dangerous. Of course, you can lessen the number of injuries and anything you can do to make a guy safer. You're never going to make anybody completely safe. You should do, but they haven't come up with that yet. And let's be honest as well, professional athletes are slow to make those sorts of changes that make them appear weak, which, you know, look at hockey and helmets and all that stuff. The problem is the whole macho culture of professional athletics. Like, you can actually speak to a professional hockey player and he will tell you and sound completely rational in making his argument why visors should not be mandatory, which is one of the stupidest things in the history of anything. Even after a Brian Berard loses an eye, there are pitchers who don't wear cups. And there are baseball players, and Ernie Witt is one of them, who refused to wear a batting helmet with ear flaps. And they had to grandfather that rule in. And hopefully, as time passes, people smarten up and begin to realize what's actually important and what's just BS, for lack of a better word. If there is a way to protect pitchers from serious traumatic head injuries, even if it looks stupid, use that protection. Hopefully that will come in time and we'll have fewer incidents like we had today with Jay Happ. And again, all our thoughts are with him and hopeful that he's all right. Blue Jays come from behind, beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-4. We'll wrap things up, get you set for Game 3 of this four-game series, a series in St. Petersburg that the Blue Jays are guaranteed to not lose. It's the Honda Postgame Show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network.